Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just realized that we're thrilled to have Jim Salisbury come out. He is a baseball writer at NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's one of the best in America. There's only one story right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize, you know, to get ready, spring training, all that, but the story is the new approach of the new manager, Gabe Kapler. Aren't you dying to know how it's playing with Jim Salisbury?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough, you covered a league for a long time. You think you know every angle in baseball, and this guy comes out with a more obtuse angle than you've ever seen.
Jim Salisbury's with us right now. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Jim, what is the world like now that Gabe Kapler is the manager of the Phillies?
It certainly is interesting. You know, some days I look at him and I think he should be, you know, an MMA fighter. And other days I look at him and think he should be on the cover of GQ. And then there's other times it sounds like he's speaking in a boardroom of a Fortune 500 company. So he's an interesting cat, and he's providing a very interesting copy. And I think it's going to be that way all year.
Oh, without a doubt. Jim, one of the things I noticed he did that I thought was pretty smart was he right away took the success of the Eagles. And one of the very first things he said is, this proves we can do this too. He is channeling the feelings in Philadelphia right now and trying to apply it to the Phillies. Do you see that? Can you see that he's trying to use that?
Absolutely. I think his public relations skills right from October when he was hired have been, you know, outstanding. I mean, how many coaches really in any sport do you see that live year-round in the community, especially when they just get the job? You know, he gets the job, he moves into Northern Liberties, he walks to work some days, he stops in South Philly to have lunch, gets to know people. On weekends, he works out at a local gym, he rubs elbows with the people in town, he goes to one of the Eagles pep rallies, I believe, because he appeared on the pregame show with Michael Barkan and those guys before one of the playoff games. So he has really embraced Philadelphia, and, you know, I think that can only help him, and I don't think it's lip service. I really do believe that he likes the town, he likes the people, and he certainly wants to win. He's got some very unorthodox methods, but I think he is sincere in his belief in them, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, if he wins, everybody's going to be loving those unorthodox messages, you know what I mean?
Well, and here's what I'm curious about, Jim. I'm trying to understand the thought process that went to hiring a guy who is so unusual, right? Because what I have seen so far from Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak are a conservative approach to the rebuild. But this is not conservative. Do you have any theory or reason why they ended up taking this risk with their manager when they haven't really done that with their roster?
Yeah, I think their roster, in turning over their roster and building this team, they wanted to have a quote-unquote disciplined approach in doing that. They didn't want to make any rash decisions. They want to build from within, build around pitching, and they remained committed to that. And, you know, I think those are things that McPhail and even John Middleton talked about, you know, 2.5 years ago when the big changeover happened. Right from day one when the changeover started, you know, the ownership group, Middleton, the Buck family, they wanted analytics brought into this environment. You know, analytics were just non-existent in the organization for many years. They wanted to go that route. Andy McPhail hired an analytic-driven general manager in Matt Klentak, and he hired a manager in Gabe Kapler that is steeped in analytics and steeped in the modern ways of baseball. This hire is clearly reflective of Matt Klentak and his front office and the way they want to do things, the way they want to build a team, and the way a lot of other organizations are building it. So, you know, it's either going to be a raging success or a flaming failure. We're going to find out.
Yeah, and just here's the thing. You can help us with this a little bit, Jim, because you're down there and you're an amazing reporter and you get to really know the people you cover. Gabe said a couple of things that we scratched our head about, all right? And one involved alarm clocks. I don't know. Could you interpret this for us, Jim? Here's what he said. Does he mean they can come whenever they want?
No, he does not. he has, like most managers, two rules, be on time and work hard. He just doesn't think you need to arrive at 4:30 in the morning to start your day in the weight room. He believes that you can come in and they can get just as much work done by showing up at 9:30. There's such a premium being placed all throughout sports these days on recovery. We see it in the NBA now with guys, having planned nights off. Technology and science has infiltrated sports in that way, and this guy is a product of that modern environment. This front office is a product of that modern environment. They are trying to keep money off the disabled list, trying to keep guys healthy for 6 to 8 months, and one of the ways you can do that is by monitoring workload. And that's something that's how this all dovetails in. They want you to, come out at, 9:30, and there's plenty of work going on, Angelo, behind the scenes early in the morning.
Sure.
It's just that first workout, that official workout, is not starting until 11. But they're on the field yesterday for as long as they usually are, getting as much work done as they usually do. And if you're a guy that, likes to come in at 5:30 and live, be in the weight room by 6 a.m. And have a good sweat going and eat breakfast and then have your regular workout, that's fine. They want you to do what works for you, but they also want you to know that, recovery is an important part of this of this program. It does sound different. I can imagine my good friend Dallas Green sitting up there saying, what the hell's going on? But it's just a new world out here.
All right, well, hold on. We don't even need to think about Dallas Green. I saw a picture yesterday, Jim, of Gabe Kapler and Charlie Manuel. And I was going, I can't imagine what they're talking about. Is there any overlap between the way Charlie did it and the way Gabe does it?
Well, Charlie had immense trust in that locker room. Everybody in that locker room, that clubhouse, felt that Charlie cared about them first and foremost, cared about their careers. It was about them and not Charlie. Trust is the number one thing any manager or coach can build with his room. We saw that, I'm just an Eagles fan. I just watch the games on TV, but listening to those guys and seeing Doug Peterson, I can tell it's there. It's there big time. And it's there because it was there with Charlie Manuel because Charlie was authentic. Doug Peterson, from my view from afar, completely authentic. I don't believe that Gabe Kapler has to be authentic. I believe his ways are different. I believe he's a little bit out there, but I also believe he's sincere. I have not seen nothing at this point to believe that he is not sincere. But he has to carry that through 6, 8, 7, 8 months and prove to these guys that he is authentic, that all these things that he is doing now are authentic. And if he doesn't, they'll see right through it, and that trust won't happen. But right now, from talking to guys, they believe in him. They believe he's authentic. They believe he's real. They believe he has their back, and they like the things they're hearing. Talking to guys, talked to one player yesterday who was in Philly for 2 days this winter, and he gets a text at, 8 in the morning, said, what time is your flight? Not leaving until 1. You want to grab a quick breakfast? It was from Gabe Kapler. Just wanted to get to know the guy a little bit. So I think these guys do like that. It's a way to build trust. And right now, day one of spring training, we're loaded with palm tree optimism, as they call it, and the world is good. But the true test will come out over 162 games.
You know what you said, though, that was the best thing? Regardless, this is really interesting. This is so different. You got to pay attention to it because it's like an experiment we're all watching together, right, Jim? I mean, this is a more interesting spring training than the recent ones you've covered, right?
Yeah, anytime there's a new boss, it's interesting. A new philosophy, it's interesting. And like I said, I think it's either going to be a, you know, a raging success or a flaming failure. We're going to find out, and it's going to be fascinating to find out. But, you know, it's all about winning. A lot of this stuff is hocus-pocus. It comes down to throwing strikes, making plays, getting big hits with runners on base. That is tried and true, and it's been the way that you win forever.
Yep.
And if you win, then you're a hero. It doesn't matter your methods of managing these guys. So it comes down to, you know, what happens in the games.
Jimmy, one last question. I'm only asking this because I'm fascinated by Vegas's faith in the Phillies this year. Probably more so than the Eagles, actually. Phillies had 66 wins last year. They got them at over under 76.5 this year.
That's a
big jump. You're right. Do you think they're over or under that number? If you had to say right now at the start of spring training, Jim.
That's a good question. Right, I can see them getting right around that number. And you know why?
Mm.
Though they took a step back last year in terms of wins, they went from 71 to 66, a reduction of 5 wins. I thought they actually took a step forward. You know, over the last 76 games, they played 500 baseball. That's a pretty good little snapshot of baseball. Over that period of time, they averaged one more run per game. Their bullpen made really good strides. They integrated a number of young players into that lineup who have a chance to be around for a while. And this winter, they improved their run scoring by adding some serious on-base percentage at shortstop and at first base. I think they will score more runs. I think they've upgraded their bullpen, which was already starting to come around a little bit. The big question, obviously, is the most important area of all, starting pitching. They're definitely lacking there. I don't know that there's enough innings there. I don't know if there's enough firepower there. They need some guys to improve. But I think if a couple guys take a step forward in that rotation, keep things interesting in July, they go out and get another arm, I do think they could make a 10-game improvement.
Jim Salisbury, I'm going to go over based on what I just heard from Jim. Jim, it's going to be a lot of fun reading your stuff every day at NBC Sports Philadelphia. Always terrific. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jim Salisbury with a great update on what's going on now. Just about, so you understand, you get all sides.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.